Thanks, Blessing Zulu. Good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Saturday, May 23rd, 2015. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Gibbs Dube. Here are our top stories this evening. ZANU-PF says ousted former Vice President Joyce Mujuru stands no chance in the 2018 presidential poll if she decides to take on her former mentor, President Robert Mugabe.
I'll be very excited and I'll be happy that she tries that. That would be a sort of failure. She won't make any impact at all. She will not win. She's a creation of the president, and you can never be better than your master.
A new political party calling itself ZimFest says it is busy mobilizing people in Zimbabwe to create a nation that will cater for all their needs.
People first, talking about ZANU-PF, we are not ZANU-PF. We will be working with some of their members, but we certainly are not ZANU-PF. That must be very clear. We are a different party altogether.
And Highlanders Football Club supporters start raising funds to revive the club. ZANU-PF says ousted former Vice President Joyce Mujuru stands no chance in the 2018 presidential poll if she decides to take on her former mentor, President Robert Mugabe. Politburo member Munyarazi Paul Mangwana says they are eagerly waiting for this move from Mrs. Mujuru, who was booted out of the party together with some senior party stalwarts for allegedly planning to topple President Robert Mugabe. He speaks to Studio 7 about this and related issues.
We don't see a Joyce Mujuru. Her character was constructed by ZANU-PF. Without ZANU-PF, she's not anything, and we don't see anything. She remains a rural girl brought up and strengthened by ZANU-PF, and without ZANU-PF, she will not achieve anything. She doesn't have her own support. She never did anything for the women who actually catapulted power. So she has no control over any constituents. She will even lose an election against ZANU-PF in her own home area.
How do we know that, Mr. Mangwana?
I commanded, I was in charge of the by-election in Mount Darwin, and I traveled right throughout the constituents. She did not do anything for her people, and they would not vote for her. She was not development-oriented. She only was power-hungry. She did not develop a mass following, which would then have ensured that she always has support. She doesn't have any support.
We have heard that Mrs. Mujuru may be planning to challenge the president in the 2018 presidential election. What is your view on that?
I'll be very excited and I'll be happy that she tries that. That would be a total failure. She won't make any impact at all. She will not win. She's a creation of the president, and you can never be better than your master.
That was ZANU-PF Politburo member Munyarazi Paul Mangwana speaking with Studio 7 from Harare. Mrs. Mujuru was not available for comment as her mobile phone was switched off. A new political party calling itself ZimFest says it is busy mobilizing people in Zimbabwe to create a nation that will cater for all their needs. The party's interim secretary general, Buka Mangunda, says his party is fighting to transform the Southern African nation into a truly democratic state. He tells Studio 7 they are happy about the groundwork they've done so far in Zimbabwe.
ZimFest is a political party. We are a new kid on the block with a mission to get Zimbabwe working again. That's our byline, actually, when you look at our logo. For many years, the country has had the scenario where politics has become something where people think, you know, they just need to be in politics for money, for the name of it, and things like that. We are saying we want to be different. ZimFest has been born out of the desperation that is now part of the society that we live in now in Zimbabwe. Our mission is to change the order. We have a very solid foundation of supporters. People are coming aboard, and we are saying, just give us a little time, we will be there.
There are so many political parties in Zimbabwe that are sprouting, especially towards elections. This time, they are by-elections. So how different are you from any other opposition party?
That's a very good question, I must say. for us to know what's different, we just have to know what is being done by other political parties. That it needs to be changed. Our position is this. Look, we have had a situation in this country where the politics of this country is dictated by so many things. We are saying, look, we want a political party here now which looks at those things that have made it impossible for Zimbabwe to progress and change those things. We have had a situation in this country where donors are being shown the middle finger by those that they have to say. We are saying we need to change that. People who come here to try and invest must know that their investments are secure. We're trying to secure that is wrong. As much as people might tout us as imperialists, we've already had that coming from some people to say, look, Zimbabwe, how come they are courting people from outside the country to try and build Zimbabwe? Our position is this. We will work with everyone who wants to see Zimbabweans prosper. We've got a lot of Zimbabweans in the diaspora whose expertise is not being tapped into.
Are you going to use different tactics to approach this political scenario in Zimbabwe?
We are actually using very different tactics. Like right now, you've done me this interview, right? That's just one of the stories we're using. Yes, some of the things, of course, they're classified. I'm going to be able to share that with everyone at this time, but I'm saying we will work things out very differently. And I want to emphasize that very differently from how things were being done all along. When we hold our first rally, you will see we will be different. A lot is coming our way. Zimbabwe are yet to see this new kid on the block coming aboard and doing things very differently.
Now, who is who in this party? It appears as if it's you and Mr. Maxwell Shumba only. Am I right there?
It's not Maxwell Shumba and Boga Mangunda who are in the party. We've got structures that we are building. You'll be very shocked to find out that we've got structures almost across the whole country. In Zimbabwe, our structures are almost done. Yeah, we haven't been there 15 years like that, our opposition party. Just been here for a few months, a year actually. We just completed our registration process right now. We have a very solid foundation, both supporters, both structures that we are building, and you'll be seeing that very soon.
Now, give me at least about four names for your executive. Who are they?
You've alluded to Max Oshimba. I'm one of that. I can give you the four names, but that don't mean anything. We have a solid structure of people. It's not about that person. It's not about two people. It's not about four people. It's about the whole network of people that are in the structure of the party. To mention two names, so three, four names, will not do justice to what you're trying to do here.
Now, when we talk about your party, is it Zim First or People First, your slogan and all those kind of things?
People First, you're talking about ZANU-PF. We are not ZANU-PF. We will be working with some of their members, but we certainly are not ZANU-PF. That must be very clear. We are a different party altogether. Like you said, we want to work with everyone, from ZANU-PF, from the MDC, from the civil society, from every facet of the society that we can bring aboard and work with for the betterment of every citizen of this country.
What are you promising Zimbabweans?
We are promising Zimbabwe a new era in terms of governance. We are promising them a new era in terms of their fortunes economically. We are changing all that.
That was Booker Mangunda, ZimFirst Party's Interim Secretary General, speaking to Studio 7 from Harare.
You are listening to Studio 7 for Zimbabwe from the Voice of America in Washington.
Studio 7 can be found on the 4930-5930 and 15455 kilohertz shortwave frequencies. We also broadcast on 909 medium wave or AM frequency.
It's now time for the Women's Forum.
Welcome to the Women's Forum, a forum where we look at issues affecting women. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganya Huye. On the Women's Forum tonight, we have the pleasure of speaking to Ms. Deborah Mukasa of the Zimbabwe Chamber of Informal Economies Association. Ms. Mukasa works with informal traders throughout the country, and we had the opportunity to speak to her about what role her organization plays, especially in empowering women and girls who are interested in informal trading. Welcome to the Women's Forum, Ms. Mukasa.
Welcome, ma'am. How are you?
Tell us about your organization. How does it empower women and girls who are interested in informal trading?
Our association is all over the country, Zimbabwe all as a whole, but I'm based in Bulawayo. There are territories which deal with the informal sector. So our main aim is to empower and to enable the standard of the formal economy, living people who are doing their jobs.
How many members would you say you have in your association, and with a special bias on the women?
With to special bias of the women, who are about 70 to 30. Women are 70% of the total membership. In Bulawayo, there were about 4,000 members. Countrywide, we are almost there at 10 million because there are no jobs at the end. So people are rushing to the informal sector.
And how important is it, especially for women, to join such associations as yours?
They are very important to us. We call women as women at work, and we call women as women mothers at home, and we call women as breadwinners. They keep babies. So it's very important for them to be in our association because we have some advocacy training workshops, we have some campaign awareness, and we teach them how to lobby for their problems. Wherever they have some problems, we have the platform where women are able to speak out their voices.
And you are saying that the landscape for some of the informal traders has changed, especially women. How has it changed, especially when it comes to accessing some of the products that you used to get from outside the country?
Well, for now, isn't it, we've got these China shops around us. So people are no longer rushing to neighboring countries, although there are some, because the pressure of the goods differ. So some of the members, they prefer to just buy to these Chinese shops and resell. And some do go and buy outside the country, like Botswana, South Africa, and Namibia, and the Mozambique.
And we've seen in recent weeks some women or informal traders, especially those cross-border traders going to South Africa, being attacked when they're on the bus and allegedly having their cell phones and money taken. What advice do you give to some of your members who are traveling cross-border, especially to South Africa?
Yeah, for those who are doing cross-border and those who are carrying lots of money, I can advise them to do their bank transactions through the banks which are in both countries, so that they avoid these robberies which are occurring time and again. And again, the government must see that the tariffs which they are using, they are a little bit lower because people are adamant to give their money to the bank. But I ask the women to do the bank charges so that they avoid robberies.
And to wrap up, what advice also would you give to some women who are thinking of coming into informal trading?
My advice is these women which are planning to join us, they should join us. We have got open door policies which they can come, and there are easy policies. They can come and join us to do this job, live togetherness, mobilizing, and to be in oneness. You can't do this business by yourself, but you have to be in the association so that you be taught how to run these businesses. If you are alone, you can't know everything.
Time is not on our side. Thank you for having been a guest on the Women's Forum, Ms. Deborah Mukasa of the Zimbabwe Informal Traders Association. I'm Marvelous Mhlanganyahuye.
Thanks, Marvelous. Have a wonderful weekend. In sports news, Highlander supporters have started raising funds to revive the Bulawayo-based club. A spokesman of the fundraising committee, Apel Ndlovu, who is based in South Africa, tells Studio 7's Chris Kande they are accepting funds from all Zimbabweans and other nationalities.
Our name is Highlanders Football Club Fans in South Africa. Our main objective is to unite as Highlanders supporters in diaspora and invite business people in South Africa to donate funds to Highlanders because it currently doesn't have sponsorship, and the sponsorship which they have now is APC. And I understand the APC cut the sponsorship to $400,000, which is not enough for the club to survive the current economic situation in Zimbabwe. So as supporters, we decided to sit down and talk to business people in South Africa to help the club so that they can buy any player which they want. At the moment, the club is not playing well because of the players which they have. I think they are not good enough to play for the club.
We understand that Colonel Chingadube is coming down to South Africa to assist Highlanders with acquiring a bus. As an association, what do you say to that, especially noting that Chingadube is going to be contesting as a member of parliament?
I don't see any problem with that. You know, people put politics in that. We have Highlander supporters who are ZANU-PF people, who are MDC people, so there's no problem with that. As long as it's coming from his heart, not on the political agenda, we accept anything. We hope he's not going to use that as a tool to campaign.
That was Apele Ndlovu, a member of a committee raising funds for Highlanders Football Club, speaking with Studio 7 from Johannesburg, South Africa. Matopo Senator Sithembile Mlotshwa today held a 50th birthday bash in her homestead, where she launched a 6-track album titled Umtanamilo with the help of popular jazz musician Majahawodwa Ndlovu, known as Jay's Marabini. Reporter Sithandekile Mhlanga spoke to Mlotshwa prior to the bash, who talked about some of her songs, including Umtanamilo and Highlanders.
I'm concentrating more on Bakanga jazz. I really don't know what to call the kind of music that I'm doing, but it's a mix of Bakanga and jazz. And I don't know, maybe it is being influenced that my mentor, Jerry Marabini, does jazz. He has stayed with me for 13 years, so I was influenced by myself. But you better get through with this one, release it, let people hear what you're saying. Let them criticize or let them enjoy this kind of music. But otherwise, you end up dying with this music, and people won't even know what you're saying.
And what is the main message in your music?
There are 6 songs. The main message is for the youth. I'm looking at during my youth time, what I did, what I failed to do, what I did not do right. And I think maybe if I can tell them what happened to me, maybe then they'll first mature before they start being adults. And the other one is about love, Utando. And the other one is about Highlander, Highlander Boso. It was the favorite theme of my husband. So to me, Highlander is just a family member.
That was Senator Sithembile Mlotshwa on the line with Studio 7's Sithandekile Mhlanga from Matopo. Now to recap today's top stories. ZANU-PF says ousted former Vice President Joyce Mujuru stands no chance in the 2018 presidential election if she decides to take on her former mentor, President Robert Mugabe. And a new political party calling itself ZimFest says it is busy mobilizing people in Zimbabwe to create a nation that will cater for all their needs. That's our broadcast this evening. Now stand by for Studio 7 in Ndebele with Chris Gandhi. This is Kip Stube in Washington, D.C.